Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment and fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This afternoon at 3:30, the Bible study class, Searching the Scriptures, will be looking at answering the question, how can a Christian be certain about his own salvation? This evening at the 5 o'clock service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Revelation. He will continue to expound upon chapter 20. On Wednesday, we will be having a special Thanksgiving service. Pastor Otero will be speaking on the topic, Why Not Just Thank God? It will begin at 7:30 p.m. and will be followed by a time of fellowship. Please join us for the special service. If you have not turned in or signed up for the Missionary Christmas in August program, and you wish to participate, please see Mary Kasangin. There will be a ladies' Bible study on Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. here at the church. And please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 40, verse 3. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Luis will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Once again, and what a great way to prepare for the preaching than to get ourselves going with some great and wonderful hymns. Amen. Song number 19, The God of Abraham Praise.
Yeah.
stand, please, and open your hymnals to Song 142. Jesus shall reign, and yes, Jesus shall reign forever and ever. Amen. To that last hymn, let's go ahead and take some time out, shake somebody's hand near you, and let them know that you're glad to see them this morning. Amen.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Savior, the great Savior and High Priest, the Lord Jesus. And we are so delighted to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill, California, to proclaim the word, to feed our heart with thy word, so that our hearts and our minds and life will be in the image of Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Father, for other churches who do as well in our town, and we pray that their pastors may preach without fear that Jesus is Savior and Lord, and that the people be fed by thy word. Thank you, Lord, for those who listen over the broadcast of KKMC Radio in Northern and South California, or those who listen over the internet. Lord, how blessed we are that across America, from New York, Minnesota, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all the way to South and North Carolina, North Dakota, Arizona, Texas, Lord, everywhere, we receive letters and notes, and above all, we receive their offerings so that the ministry can keep on going and enlarging and become larger and larger in our broadcast. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those in Korea who write letters to us, telling us that they listen, they record the sermons, and they listen. Thank you, Father, for you are the only one who can bring the gospel into the hearts of people. We just announce it. Just proclaim it. We are your witness, and the Holy Spirit is the one who is busy in getting the people to know the real God, the God of heaven. And Father, thank you for your covering grace upon our people who are sick. And this month has been a very large number of people sick. We pray for Mildred and Joe Plica, unexpected surgery, and I'm glad that they are doing well. For Tom Curley and Karen, as they bear these difficulties on the pulmonary section of his life. For Mike Murphy, with this pinched nerve, Lord, they get him really and pain. For Jean Carrillo, Gloria's mother, who has a tumor on the kidneys, Father, and is very difficult. And we pray for the family and for your grace upon her life. For Ann Peretto, who just have surgery. For Dr. McCormack's recovery as he have experienced an infection. For Lee Prater, Lord, who has a surgery on his knee, and we pray for his recovery as well. For Christina, who this week or the coming week will have an addition to the family. And Lord, we pray for our missionary, Richard, that he will be able to lead us in a close relationship with you as he brings to our attention your intentions of bringing people into the kingdom of God. And Lord, we have received an email with a special request from Fred Lewis, and with a double meaning. In one sense, it looks like the mission will assign him to another position, and then churches in these emergencies are canceling the support, and he's going to lose one-third of the support on the year 2011 in the amount of $1,200 per month less. And so, Father, we know how this is so hard, but we pray for churches to be on the alert, that the last thing they have to do is cut the gospel. And we pray the pastors will have the courage to believe and have faith that the people will provide. And Lord, I thank you for the wisdom of our board of directors who spend the money and the gospel in this church. And in 28 years, we never miss a missionary salary. Never, Lord. Thank you that your people are faithful and they support the ministry. We thank you for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, and Jose and Diane Avila. And then locally, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. And Lord, we especially pray for Dennis Rode, who is traveling this week back to America as he canceled his service in the mission field. We pray that you lead him into a work. Thank you for his years of work in Papua New Guinea and for his dedication to the kingdom of God. And now, Father, we are grateful that your people here at Bethel, they give with sacrifice. They are people who our offering has kept our budget right on the black. And it's because these people love you. And so we thank you, Father, for their sacrifice and for their giving. And so we pray again that you bless the offering and bless the giver in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Psalms. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 682. We will be reading Psalm 83, verses 1 through 18. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. Psalm 83, verses 1 through 18, the whole psalm. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, Come, And let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot, Salah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin and the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb. Yea, all their princes as Zebah and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take ourselves, the houses of God, in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burns a wood, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we gather that we may hear the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, that you would instruct us through the Spirit of God to understand your word and to learn to live by it. And we pray now for your servant, Reverend Richard Hill, as he brings forth the testimony of your grace, that we would grow up in you to serve you, to worship you, and to live for you. You are the Lord our God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you so much. This morning is a missionary visiting us, Richard Hill. He works with the Jewish people to reach them for Christ Jesus. And he's going to speak on the issue of Israel today. Brother Richard, you come in, and may God really bless you, and may the word of God be honored. All right.